This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. We're glad to have you along as we talk today about the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. We've talked with the organizers several times before. Some new things have happened and some new things are happening in the near future. And we thought it was a great time for an update on this project. So we are joined today by Dr. Lanaire Allam, the executive director of the SVCEP. And we're also joined by one of their board members, Megan Beck. Now, Megan is also a newly elected Northumberland County Commissioner. We're going to hear about her part in this as well as we give you an update on the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. Let's begin with Lanaire Allam and a bit of background about this whole thing. This has been, we've had you on, I believe, twice before on the program over, you know, a number of years. Okay. But just what got all this started and why was it important?
So what really got it started was I heard about a student that was traveling up to Nanticoke from Sunbury in 2007 in order to complete an associate degree. And I had just completed my Master's of Education and realized that that was a far distance for a student to have to travel, contacted the Pennsylvania Department of Education and inquired about establishing a regional community college, to which they responded that is desperately needed in your area. So that started the project in 2007. We completed a background study and then commenced a 501c3 nonprofit organization in order to manage this project.
Did you kind of sense that hole in education in this part of the state before that, or was that kind of your first, was this kind of on your radar to start with?
I sensed it from the time we moved here in 2001. Because I'm from the Philadelphia area, there were five community colleges in that region. And then coming here, there was a huge void with open access and affordable education.
Okay. And same question for Megan Beck. Give me a little bit of your awareness of this coming up. And now, obviously, as a commissioner, you probably have a little more pull.
Well, hopefully, I'm excited to have a seat at the table, at least as a commissioner, because this is one of my main issues that encouraged me to run. I noticed Lanaire working on this project, you know, years before actually I became involved, and I was intrigued by it because I was working in revitalization and redevelopment economic efforts. And whenever I started looking into the project and thinking about what can do the most good, and I saw this project, and I love the concept of growing our economy. And so this project is like that missing piece we have in our workforce development, connecting our people to our businesses. So I got extremely excited, and honestly, Lanaire is way too humble. The young man she talks about had a broken down vehicle. That was part of the story too, and couldn't get to his classes because his vehicle had broken down. And so she helped him get transportation going so he could continue his education and be able to complete. And the problem we have right now is young people who are trying to make that leap. There's so many risks involved with it. Even adults who, you know, may have lost a job, you know, they're trying to, you know, retrench, and commuting an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes just isn't feasible.
And in your campaign and for yeah. commissioner, this mm-hmm. was kind of taking what you already had done and saying I can now plug this in to government and, you know, and definitely advance this project.
Yeah, advance the project, advance the region. I'm just really excited to see our tax base grow. You know, I mean, if we aren't doing something positively, you know, then we're going to lose. So, you know, we have to be competitive, and this is a huge asset that we don't have here.
Why is it so important to have something like this right in our region? How does that benefit?
It really has advantages to offset systemic issues that are related to workforce development and engaging people who don't otherwise have a way to become gainfully employed. Adults who are mid-career and have to change careers. There's a statistic that says we change careers at this point in time about 7 times in our working life. And so to have a mechanism that can prepare people for that is critical. Also, we have a significant number of families and individuals in recovery. And to establish a new life and make those changes, there needs to be a mechanism where individuals can go and gain the skills and have the peer support that's needed in order to become gainfully employed. We need certifications in different kinds of workforce development that is situated specifically for those kinds of groups. And then we have regular transfer students who just are unable to afford the cost of higher education in the Valley and could complete the first 2 years at the community college with little or no debt.
It seems like just in the last 20 years or so, this has probably become even more important because, you know, when I was getting out of high school, it was sort of like an assumed thing you would need to get a college degree, a 4-year college degree. And I think that's shifted to some degree, has it not?
Absolutely. I think what they're saying is approximately 35% of our youth as they're coming through school really should be aiming towards 2-year certification programs as opposed to 4-year degrees. And so, you know, that's with that big hole in our fabric of our education locally, that means that a lot of our businesses are challenged by not having those people trained and into those mid-level careers. And also, they're really great family-sustaining wage jobs.
It was interesting you mentioned the changing careers 7 times. I think I'm behind the curve as a Generation X guy because this is all I've known for 35 years. But does that tend to be the more, you know, millennials and beyond that are the ones that are now changing jobs more so?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And they'll start at entry-level jobs and then work their way through additional training for a higher paying job. Then, you know, life happens and we'll say they find a partner. Now they need to, and they have children. Now they really need to get something that has good benefits. And so the community colleges are there to serve individuals, families that are going through those transitions. And I would just point out too, one of the key things that community colleges do is uplift people who want to move out of poverty into more economic mobility. And typically what is successful is when this is done 2 generations concurrently at a time. So what we'll find at the community college is that there'll be a parent and a child, an 18, 19, 20-year-old, plus the parent going at the same time to their regional community college and both working on improving their skills and marketability.
And we'll certainly talk about what is new, what is in the near future, but take us back to the beginning of, you know, the first classes and what's been offered so far and how that's been developing.
So we had offered some community education classes, and that was in 2020, right in that time frame, offered just like how to cook lobster tail, how to make candles, those were just very simple community ed classes. Then came COVID. The next thing we worked on is getting our application approved through the state to offer a certified nursing assistant training program. And that's a arduous process in order to get that approved, but we did. And so we've offered that class now twice and have had 9 graduates, 100%. All of them graduate from that. It's a strenuous class. There's a lot to learn in 120 hours. And students go through theory, lab, and then a clinical experience at a long-term nursing and rehab facility. We're gearing up for our third session in April, and that will just be a continuous class desperately needed in the area for entry level to healthcare and nursing service. And we're working on some other programming as well, but
I'm glad to talk about that a little bit. I always call these programs stepping stone programs. So, you know, a program only 120 days is going to get someone started in a career instead of the alternative, which would be a four-year degree program, which may or may not be available right here in the local area. So that's amazing in and of itself. But it's primarily leaning towards workforce development. So it's where the community college is always asking itself, how can it meet our local business market where it's at? How can it meet its students where they are? So like our business market, there we have a number of hardwoods manufacturers in our locality who do not have any programs training for them. So we are working on a woodworking program. We are also working on, I believe, a welding program and an introduction to manufacturing program. And all of those we're trying to partner with our local maker spaces. So these are like little cottage entities which are trying to get people around tools and equipment, get familiarity with, you know, materials and more in that industrial, technical, and also artistic side of, you know, how do we interact with our environment? But makerspaces are a really great resource, and this is a community college partnering with that for these like startup programs is just a really beautiful partnership.
I'm going to mention this now and again at the end of our program, but the website, you people can check out everything. I have it here in front of me right now just for reference, but newcommunitycollege.org, so folks can check that out. And that's been up for quite a while, I assume, through the course of this development.
It's gone through its own evolution as we have as a project and as a board. So, yes, and we continue to update it. Again, it's the objective of that website is to inform, but also to engage those folks who can reach out to their county commissioners and let them know that this is a very important project that they need, that their sponsorship of a regional community college will bring about a paradigm shift in opportunity for people in this area to become skilled and educated in the kinds of content areas that are going to be appropriate for the businesses that we have in the area.
Okay. Obviously, starting a community college is something probably most people, if they do it, it's only once in their life. But has the process gone longer than you would have liked, or is this typically going to be a slow slog toward the success?
Well, I always say the best time to start a community college is yesterday, but the next best time is today. We have a great example. It's honestly before the past few years, it had been over 20 years since a new community college had been established in the state of Pennsylvania. It's very unfortunate because it's mostly our rural areas that are suffering this deficit. We always call it the community college desert. There's this huge T in Pennsylvania where there was no community colleges. But thankfully, Erie County Community College was just launched about a couple years ago. They're preparing their second class of students for graduation. We got to see, there are some great videos out there. If you look up the Erie County Community College graduation video from their first year of graduation, the stories are incredible. Moms with five kids getting the opportunity to become, you know, to support their families. A young man who's, you know, was in, you know, justice involved, I guess is the current phrase, you know, he's, you know, was in and out having all these troubles as a youth. And now he has a direction for his life with entrepreneurship and starting his own business. Another young man who's going into his father's business as a second generation, hoping to be able to take over his dad's business because he has this education. So many great stories.
Let's talk about the near future and you know what's just happened. I mean, there have been some developments in the last few months. Things have been going, and just give us a bit of an update there.
Well, one great thing that has happened is our former board president Megan Beck was elected as a Northumberland County Commissioner, and she really has a grasp on the impact that this community college would have on the region. And so that's a huge update. Another one would be we have a new board president. He is a professor emeritus of mechanical engineering at Bucknell University. His name is Chuck Nicely. We have a new vice president, Hank Baylor, who was 18 years as a supervisor of East Buffalo Township. We have a board that is just flush with talent and also determination to see this through to the end and see doors open for students. So that would be kind of that's our update for this time.
Okay. And as far as the facility, I mean, you're looking at a potential facility.
Yeah, we're looking at multiple places across the region. We're doing what's called a distributed model where all the counties who support the project, we will have locations in that county directed towards specific businesses in that county. So in Montour County, of course, that's Geisinger. I mean, Geisinger is such a huge employer here. They need so many people. As I say all the time, you know, there's just a trickle of a garden hose at the moment, and we need a fire hose to try and help supply all these positions. And so we did a tour of St. Cyril's in the past couple months, and really got to look at that property and to see how perfectly it is positioned to be a location for the community college.
And with the changes in commissioners at the beginning of this year, there's quite a few new ones. Has that impacted this at all as far as the new people? Are they on board as well? Is it difficult to get people kind of up to date?
So I had the opportunity to speak during public comment at the most recent county commissioners meeting for Montour County, and they have asked for additional information. So we're working on a packet of email information for them so that they have a springboard for discussion on what this could mean. So, in reflecting on St. Cyril's, because of its location, it would be ideally used as the Susquehanna Valley Community College of Allied Health Professions. That there would be certificate programs, two-year degree programs that are health-related, where students could possibly do clinicals at Geisinger as well as other healthcare facilities across the valley.
Okay. And what's next? What's the very next step we should be watching for?
We should be watching for county commissioners who recognize this need, seeing the economic impacts that it will make and the uplifting in people's lives that it makes, and beginning now to receive those letters of intent to sponsor the community college.
Okay. Any further thoughts, Megan, on what is kind of the next step for you? Like where do you I would assume in your position on this board could push it a little more in Northumberland County too.
Yes, hopefully. I would say that what we are hoping is that through the grassroots efforts, talking with people, that they can reach out to their commissioners, because the commissioners they want to know that there's support in the community. So people reaching out to them to say that this is a great resource, a critical resource that they want for their community is really important. And then we're also connecting with businesses. So if there's any businesses out there that want to partner on certain training programs, we really want to meet, like I said, the employers where they are. We're talking about doing classrooms in partnership with those employers. So if there's an employer out there that has a very strong need, we need to know that so we can start developing programming to support them.
Okay. And if you want to wrap up with information again, contact information for learning more, and who can kind of get involved here.
So you can go to our website. It's newcommunitycollege.org, and you can also reach me. I'm at 570-204-4253. That is my cell, and it's Lanier Allam.
And we want to thank Lanier Allam, along with Megan Beck, for joining us on the program today and providing this update about the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. newcommunitycollege.org is the website if you'd like to check it all out. Thanks for being with us on the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.